Today is Friday, November 15th. What to know today about another school shooting? Who will testify in today's public impeachment hearing? And the famous landmarks affected by historic flooding? Plus, Google helps with pronunciation, America's best airports, and the new study involving your dog. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Well, we have to start today with some sad news. There was another school shooting. This one happened at a high school just outside of Los Angeles in Santa Clarita, California. NBC News reports a student brought a gun to school on his 16th birthday and started shooting, killing two teens and wounding three others. He then shot himself with his last bullet. But as of early this morning, that shooter is reportedly still alive, but in grave condition at a hospital. The incident only lasted 16 seconds, but that was enough time to cause chaos at the school and tragedy for some families. Investigators say the teen's Instagram account said, "Have fun at school tomorrow," before someone changed it after the shooting. They say there's no clear motive yet, but they do think he acted alone. It's day two of the first public impeachment hearings in more than two decades, and it starts this morning. This time we'll hear from one person, Marie Yovanovitch. She's worked in the State Department for more than 30 years and was ambassador to Ukraine until she was pushed out last spring. President Trump has said, quote, "the woman was bad news." But some of her colleagues speak highly of her and have testified they believe she was the victim of a smear campaign led by President Trump's personal lawyer. Yovanovitch herself privately testified that she felt threatened and was told to watch her back before she was ousted. Democrats argue Yovanovitch had to be sidelined so the president could advance his own personal interests. But Republicans say the president has full authority to decide who works as an ambassador and carries out foreign policy. Her public testimony will be on live TV today, starting at 9 a.m. Eastern Time, and eight more people are set to testify next week. Also of note, as this process continues, Democrats are using a new phrase more and more, bribery, a term that is specifically mentioned in the Constitution's impeachment clause as grounds to remove someone from office. So will it hold up? Stay tuned. It's official now. Kentucky's next governor is Democrat Andy Beshear. Republican candidate Matt Bevin has now conceded and wished Beshear well. Remember, Bevin was refusing to admit defeat after the election last week and requested a re-canvass, basically asking the state to double-check the votes. In the end, the vote count was about the same as it was on election night, so the race is now over. But now there's another high-profile and close race for governor to tell you about, this time in Louisiana. It's another conservative state where the GOP is at risk of losing a major statewide election. USA Today reports President Trump stopped by yesterday to campaign for the Republican candidate, Eddie Rasponi, for the second time. Some see this runoff as a test of Trump's influence. Rasponi is up against Democratic incumbent John Bel Edwards for governor. The runoff election in Louisiana is tomorrow. Across the pond, Venice is dealing with some of the worst flooding in its history, forcing Italy to declare a state of emergency. The Weather Channel reports 85% of Venice has been flooded, and that means famous landmarks and tourist sites are affected, including St. Mark's Basilica. Italy's prime minister describes the flooding as a, quote, blow to the heart of the country. The water reached 6 feet above sea level at one point this week, the second highest level ever recorded in the city, all caused by heavy rains and high tides. Italian leaders blame the effects on climate change. Apple is starting a few new health studies and is looking for people to join on the Apple Research app. The studies are women's health, heart and movement, and hearing. Of course, if you sign up, you do have to be okay with sharing your data. Reuters reports Apple will look at the health data collected on your Apple devices like your Apple Watch and iPhone and use it to learn more about fertility, warning signs of heart disease, and how headphones can affect hearing over time. And if privacy is a concern, Apple says users have full control over what data they share and can opt out at any time. And speaking of health studies, how about one for your dog? Yes, scientists are conducting the largest ever study on dog aging, and they hope you'll let your dog participate. They need 10,000 pets to sign up. The AP reports 500 of those dogs will also test out a pill that could slow down aging. And what scientists learn could not only help dogs, but it could also be explored in humans. In fact, the National Institute on Aging is paying for the study. Why dogs? Scientists say dogs and humans share the same environment and get some of the same diseases. Testing the pill on dogs will also allow for quicker results since they have shorter lives than people. The study will last 5 years. Owners will have to fill out online surveys and take their dogs to the vet at least once a year for checkups and allow that data to be shared. Otherwise, the dogs can live at home and follow normal routines. If you are interested and want your pet to take part, we put a link to the website in our show notes on thenewsworthy.com. More news ahead, but first let's take a quick break to thank this week's sponsor. If you're planning a wedding, then you must join the 1 million couples who have used Zola. Zola takes the stress out of wedding planning with free wedding websites, the easiest wedding registry, affordable invite suites, and more. I love that everything is in one place. It's so easy and convenient. You can start with a free wedding website where you choose from hundreds of beautiful wedding website designs, then add photos, stories, and more. There's even a frequently asked questions section that can help with those awkward questions from guests so you can be worry-free. Then build your registry right on Zola, from honeymoon funds to physical gifts. Zola allows you to do it all. Plus, you'll find beautiful wedding invites that match your wedding website. Like I said, it's all in one place. So get started today. Build your free wedding website on Zola and get $50 toward your registry. Go to zola.com/newsworthy. Again, build your free wedding website on Zola and get $50 toward your registry. Just go to zola.com/newsworthy. That's Z-O-L-A, zola.com/newsworthy. Now back to the news. If you're not sure how to pronounce a certain word, ask Google. The search engine has a new feature that critiques your word pronunciation. So you can look up how to say something and Google will give you an answer, then prompt you to say the word into your phone's microphone. The Verge says Google will then use artificial intelligence to determine if you said it correctly. And if not, it will offer you syllable-specific feedback. Right now, it only works with English words, but Spanish pronunciations are coming soon. You can use the feature now on Google's mobile app. By the way, CNET says Google Maps is also coming out with a translation tool that helps you pronounce the name of a city or place you don't know to make it easier to ask people for directions. That tool is coming next month. Well, speaking of travel, what are the best airports in America? The Wall Street Journal's airport rankings looked at the nation's 20 largest U.S. airports and named Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport as the best. The journal says it scored well for things like fast Wi-Fi, good Yelp scores for restaurants, and easy and cheap use of Uber to downtown. Both airports at the bottom of the list are near New York. New York's JFK Airport and Newark Liberty took the 19th and 20th spots. As for New York's LaGuardia Airport, it took last place in the more medium-sized category, where Tampa, Florida's airport took the top spot, followed by Portland, Oregon's airport. The journal measured operations, value, and convenience to decide. The votes are in for Major League Baseball's most valuable players. In the American League, the Angels' Mike Trout did it again. He's now been named the league MVP for the third time. And in the National League, the Dodgers outfielder Cody Bellinger won the honor. Bellinger was a Rookie of the Year 2 years ago. Pop star Taylor Swift is causing controversy on social media. She's set to perform at the American Music Awards later this month when she gets the Artist of the Decade Award. But she says the guys at her former music label won't let her perform her older songs. So she took to Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to tell fans to make their feelings known about this. Well, The Verge says fans have started posting the two men's phone numbers, home addresses, and other contact information, and some say that crosses the line. But on a lighter note, we now know who will host the American Music Awards. Billboard reports Ciara is set to host the award show a week from Saturday on November 24th, but you can still vote for your favorite artist until next Wednesday. And a new announcement about next year's Grammys. Alicia Keys will be back as the host. Keys was the Grammys host for the first time earlier this year, and CBS News says she was the first woman to host the show since Queen Latifah in 2005. The Grammys will air in January 2020, and nominations come out next week. And that's it for today. Thank you for listening, and thank you for sharing the Newsworthy and for the new reviews I'm seeing on Apple Podcasts. One listener wrote they're having better conversations with their friends now, which I love to hear. Another just joined us a week or two ago and says they already feel so much more informed. And Kate wrote she tunes in every day, and it's one of her top three podcasts. Thank you all for taking the time to let others know they should be listening to The Newsworthy, whether that's a review or sharing this episode with a friend. I so appreciate it. As always, you can read more about any of the stories we talked about in this episode right in today's show notes. Just look in your podcast app or go to thenewsworthy.com/show notes. We'll be back with more news on Monday. Have a great weekend.